get through. You know, today I was thinking, and if you listen to people interviewing people and talking to people, it seems like that everybody is talking about what an unsafe world we're living in. I mean, and it's true. And some people are, I mean, it's easy. There's even, people even have fear, violence, war, crimes, corruption. I mean, it's all over. I mean, it's every day. I mean, there's something going on, just yesterday, my buzzer went off, and it was from one of the news agencies here in town, one of the channels here in town. Schools locked down because they were chasing a burglary suspect, and they locked the schools down because they didn't know where he was in the neighborhood, and you know, all of those sort of things. And people get, then they start, they get, well, what about my kids, you know? And things are changing, and yes, there is potential everywhere. There's potential danger everywhere we're at. But I want you to turn to Psalms 91, but the psalmist says and tells us there's a way that we can live safely in an unsafe world. How many of you would agree that we're living in an unsafe world? I mean, they can talk about all the terrorist attacks everywhere else, but hey, they're right on our doorsteps too, and we have all kinds of things going on. Now, you know, as we look at this, these are sure promises from God himself. These are not woulda, coulda, shoulda. These are not wishy-washy comments. These are not, well, if you're lucky, man, maybe you'll make it. I want you to notice here, Psalms 91, and we're going to talk about the first two verses to start with. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Now, we need to live in the light of these two verses. There is a place there is a place of safety, a place that we can always know that we're safe. He who dwells in the place, or the person that dwells in the place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Notice the psalmist here is very certain about the place that you are to abide. It's in the secret place of the Almighty. That's what it says. You know, we to live in the same place with God, living in that sacred place. It would be the same as entering the Holy of Holies or coming into the throne room of God. Now, Adam Clark, in his commentary, says the psalmist here is probably referencing the Holy of Holies. Now, the Holy of Holies in the temple and in the old tent tabernacle was a special place. It was a curtained off place, a curtain about 3 feet wide and some 20 feet tall, they say. That's their estimates of some people. And in that, that's where the Ark of the Covenant stayed. That's where the presence of God stayed. Okay? Now, and only those who entered there legitimately, he says, shall be covered with the cloud of glory, the protection of the all-sufficient God. You see, the only person that went into the Holy of Holies was the high priest, not just the priest, the high priest. He was the only one that legally was to go in there. Anybody else goes in there, they don't have the protection of God. In fact, he entered at the risk of his own life. It says here that Adam Clark, in his commentary, and I like Adam Clark personally as a commentator, because he even though he's theological, he talks it more down where where this old Texas boy can understand it. probably the psalmist is referencing the Holy of Holies. Who enters legitimately, there shall be a covering of the cloud of God's glory, the protection of the all-sufficient God. All believers in Christ have the boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, and those who thus enter are saved from every evil. The problem that here the psalmist is telling us that we are to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. If you're going to be in the shadow of something, you got to be in close proximity to it. You know, I don't know whether you can see it or not, but that table, this table right here is casting a shadow on the ground right there. The people up front can see it. I don't know whether they can put it up on the screen or not. I don't know whether it would show up. But there's a shadow there. Now, if I'm going to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, I got to get over here in the shadow. See that table right here? I'm in the shadow of this table now. All right? William, come here. Now, look. That's my shadow right there. All right. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, William is outside the shadow. Now, he can get in the shadow. And he can walk back. See, he can be that far away, but he's still in the shadow. Or he can come up here, and he'll still be in the shadow. See that? It said, thank you. It said, abides under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, you want to be sure that you're in the shadow. That's where protection is. I didn't say it. That's what the Bible says. Hello. And here, we are to live, in other words, you might say it like this, we're to live in the same place as the Almighty. The greater one, the El Shaddai, the God whom with nothing is impossible. You know. Now, Barnes, in his notes from the Bible, Albert Barnes, he says, the psalm is intended to illustrate the blessedness of the man who thus dwells with God, who makes him his friend, who makes the home of God, his home. So, we go to John 15:7. And I talked about that the other Wednesday night. What was it? Last 2 weeks ago, I think. I talked about that. If you abide, dwell. Oh, wait a minute. There's that word dwell. What does this say? What does it say? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty, dwells in a secret place. See, abide, the word abide means dwell. It means to stay, to dwell, to stay in a given place, to stay in a relationship, or a stay in an expectancy. If you abide in me, it says in John, And the psalmist said, he who dwells or abides would be the same thing. In the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Stay in the same place under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, some people wonder why that things are not working out for them. Well, you better look, check and see, are you abiding where you're supposed to? Are you dwelling where you're supposed to? Are you staying where you're supposed to stay? See, the word abide or dwell gives the connotation of staying in a given place, not going in and out. See, stay, here's the shadow. Now that's where now if I step out here, I'm out of the shadow. It says dwells, abides, stays under the shadow. Okay, I got to get back over here, get in the shadow. Let me understand what I'm saying to you. Stays in a given place, not drifting along, hoping everything will work out all right. If you want to walk in the safety and the protection, you're going to have to learn to live in certain places spiritually. You are to live in the continuous place with God. Stay in a continual relationship with God. Stay and in a continually abiding attitude of expecting God to do what he said he would do. How many of you have ever met somebody in their Christian walk and their Christian walk is like riding a roller coaster? They're up today and down tomorrow. Well, see, when they're up here, oh, man, isn't it great? God is so good because they're in where they're supposed to be. But then they get out of that. Oh, man, I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't know what's going on. I mean, there is no consistency. Dwelling and abiding carries with it the connotation of consistency, staying put. No matter what comes, what doesn't come, what goes, what doesn't go, you stay in the continuous place. You stay in the presence of the Almighty, continually expecting him to protect you. You know, I mean, we need to have some sense and be sensible about all the things that's going on. We don't need to, there is such a thing, well, God will take care of me and staying out in the middle of where the tornado's coming through. Well, I'm in the shadow of the Almighty, going to take it. Well, he does. He did give you a brain. Now, there's a lot of people that when he was passing out the brains, thought he said trains, and I don't want none. When you're talking about staying in the place of the Almighty, it's not talking about throwing out your natural knowledge. Hello. But we need to continue to expect God to take care of us. I continually expect God to take care of me. I thank him for it every day. Somebody said, well, what about terrorist attacks? Well, what about them? They're happening all over the world. I'm going to do what is necessary for me in the natural, but I'm also going to stay in the shadow of the Almighty and expect his protection to overshadow me. You know, if they say, We want everybody to stay in. We don't want you to come out of your house. Then I'm in the protection of Almighty, but I'm going to listen to them because if I don't obey what the natural says, I take myself out here. I'm going out from underneath there because God expects us to have enough sense to be, so, you know, that'd be like a guy saying, well, I'm walking in the protection of Almighty and step right out in front of 71st Street in front of an 18-wheeler. Now, you'll look at me crazy, but that's the way some people think. You see, what am I coming back to? What is one of my sayings that I say all the time? The natural and the supernatural working together make the explosive force for God. See, there is the protection that you can expect by abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, but you also, God also expects you to know what to do, some things to do in the natural. Oh, and the road's flooded. They're telling you not to drive in the high water. Well, I'm protected by God. I got to get there. And you drive off in the thing and you get washed away. You know, I get amused sometimes at people driving into water. If you look at some of the, it doesn't take but about 3 feet of swift moving water to move a vehicle. It's the truth. Water is strong. Well, God's going to take care of him. But, Well, okay. Now, there's, I talked about dwelling, staying in the presence of the shadow of the Almighty, right? But there's something else we have to do. We have to say. Look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. As we read verse 2, let me go find it here to read it. Where is it? Here it is. I will say. See, he said, he who dwells, or the person who dwells in the secret place of Most High, shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. And then, okay, that's part of it. Now, I will say. What are you going to say? Just anything? No. I will say, he's my refuge, he's my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. You lift your voice and declare that God is your protection. That's how you put yourself in the position to receive safety and protection. I want you to know, notice he didn't mumble and say, oh, where's God when I need him? He said, I will say of the Lord. He helps me when he wants to. I hope he ain't gone to sleep today. He is my refuge. His voice did not have any whining in it, any crying in it. His voice didn't have any doubt, but his voice was confidently and boldly proclaiming what he believed his God would do. See, when you say that God is protecting you, it allows him to move. Too many people are expressing what they feel and what they see. You may see trouble on every hand, but don't voice your fears. Voice, he is my God, my refuge. See, God, here the psalmist is telling us to say what he can do to protect us. God alone, in Psalms 91:2, God alone, in the NLT says, God alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting him. In verse 3 then, in the NLT of Psalms 91, he will rescue me from every trap and protect me from the fatal plague. See, now we're talking, see, we started out, what did verse 2 say? What did it say? I will say he's my refuge, he's my fortress, he's my God, and in him I will trust. And then he goes on in verse 3, he will rescue me from every trap and protect me from every fatal plague. God is, verse 4, God is faithful. God's faithful promises are my armor and my protection. I'm reading it out of the NLT. See, and then drop on down there at verse 11. God will order his angels to protect me wherever I go. See, we need to learn to operate in his system. His operating system. See, we need to realize God will take care of us when we learn how to operate like he tells us to. Stay in the shadow of the Almighty. Dwell there. Stay there continually. And then say, this is what my God will do. This is what my God will do. He will take care of me. No weapon formed against me. Go over and get Paul's. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. See, we're entitled to the promises of God, but we've got to lay hold on them. We lay hold on the promises of God with our words by abiding, staying in the shadow of the Almighty. Anybody get anything out of this? I don't know about you. I'm getting excited about this. I got excited about this afternoon. I'm getting excited about this. But, you know, and it got me, I got to thinking about this because of everything that's going on in the world today. I mean, you need to say, you go, I don't ever go. I haven't been to a movie theater in a long time. I didn't say there's anything wrong if you wanted to go. I just get the DVD and watch it at home. It's a lot easier for me anyway. But, and then sometimes you don't ever know what's going to be in there. I don't know. I've two or three of them. I've got up. I mean, I paid my money and things started. And wait a minute. Now I just get up and walk out. I mean, I'm not going to stay there, you know. But you go to a movie theater. You go to a football game. You go to basketball game. You better start claiming the promises of God over you. I'm protected by God. Amen. Come on. Don't look at me like you think I fell out of a tree. I did one time, but I didn't land on my head. How many of you ever fell out of a tree? Look at all the guys' hands are up. We were trying to do something we shouldn't have been doing, and Mama probably told us not to do it in the first place. But we did it anyway. We got out from underneath the protection. See, in other words, we, as we dwell in the shadow of the Most High, then we activate the promises with our words. Hello. How many of you have got a security system at your house? All right. And you put a little code in there and push a button, and it activates that system, right? But you can deactivate the system the same way with the same code. Well, do you realize that you activate God's protecting power and safety with your words, or you deactivate it with your words? See? Now, let's go to that third part. There is a God that we can trust. He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In him I will trust. The other part, I will say of the Lord. This is what you're saying about him. Right here. The psalmist was surrounded. When he said this, he was surrounded by those that wanted to harm him. They wanted to take him out. The circumstances were lined up against him. The demon forces seem larger than life. But the psalmist lifted his voice and declared he would trust in the Lord. What he said here really is, God is my refuge, my hiding place. That's what a refuge is. It's a hiding place. God is my fortress. What is a fortress? It's a place that you use for defense. You are fortified. They can't get in. God is my fortress. He is my defense. Glory. See, and we could go on and on and on. See, we need to learn how to trust God. To trust the power of the Holy Spirit. Trust the name of Jesus while we abide here in the shadow of the Almighty. Let's just read this. I'm going to read it. Actually, here, this is the New King James. I'm going to read it. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 in your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy and show my salvation. Now, I want to read that from the today's English version. It gives it a little different slant. Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, who remains under the protection of the Almighty, can say to him, "You're my defender and protector. You're my God. In you I trust." He will keep you safe from all hidden dangers, from all deadly diseases. He will cover you with his wings, and you will be safe in his care. His faithfulness will protect and defend you. You need not fear any dangers at night, or sudden attacks during the day, or the plagues that strike in the dark, or the evils that kill in the daylight. 1,000 may fall dead beside you, and 10,000 all around you, but you will not be harmed. You will look and see how the wicked are punished. You have made the Lord your defender, the Most High your protector, and so no disaster will strike you, no violence will come near your home. God will put his angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up in their hands to keep you from hurting your feet on stones. You will trample down lions and snakes and fierce lions and poisonous snakes. God says, "I will save those who love me and will protect those who acknowledge me as Lord. When they call me, I will answer them. When they are in trouble, I will be with them. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with long life. I will save them." And that ought to have everybody shout. That's what God said he would do for us. You got to believe him. You got to act like the Bible is so. You got to say. So, we may be living in an unsafe world, but we can be sure we have a God that will keep us safely. You know, you need to position yourself to live safety, in safety. By what? Oh, living in the shadow of the Almighty. That's what the Bible said. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. Hello. And saying and declaring while you're in the shadow of the Almighty what he's going to do for you. And then when it looks like there's 1,000 falling and 10,000 falling around, you still got to trust him, because he goes on and he says there, I like the way it says it there in NLT. He says there, 1,000 may fall dead beside you, 10,000 all around you, but you will not be harmed. You will look and see how the wicked are punished. And then he goes on and says, "You have made the Lord your defender, your Most High protector, so no disaster will strike you, no violence will come to your home. God will put his angel in charge over you," and so forth. And then he says, God says, "I will save those who love me and protect those who acknowledge me as Lord. When they call, I will answer. When they're in trouble, I will be there with them. I will rescue them, and I will reward them with long life." Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to get in the shadow and lift our voice. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up. Say it with me. I'm in the shadow. Now lift your voice and declare what your God is doing for you. Hallelujah. You declare it. I don't want to declare it. I declare what he's doing for me. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Glory to God. I don't know about you, but, you know, I just got to thinking about, you know, I mean, how many of you have, as you're going about your job, and you're going about different things, can you detect and listen and hear fear in them? Anybody? Talking about, man, this, that, and the other may happen to us, and this may happen. Well, the Bible says at the end times be perilous times in the end time. But he said his people will be taken care of. That's the way we are taken care of, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, saying what God said belongs to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you happen to be here tonight and you need Christ as your Savior, you can't get into the protection of the Almighty until you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Or you need to rededicate yourself to the Lord, or you need prayer for any reason, you see our team coming right now. This is the prayer team. Guys over here, ladies here. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, you come and see them. They'll pray with you. Especially if you need to rededicate your life, or you need salvation, or if you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit or healing, come and they'll pray with you. Hey, Connection Team, go find our first time guest. We're so glad to have you with us today. If you're looking for our church home, what we say, church? All right, you found it right here. Go find those people. Take them to get that special gift that we got prepared for them. Praise the Lord. You need to make an announcement? I need to make an announcement. All right. All right. Synergy is going to the Tulsa Oilers hockey game this Friday night. It's the Faith and Family Night. But tonight is the deadline. They will be in the West Lobby after the service if somebody else wants to go and sign up. The cost is $12. Okay? If you want to go, you can go out there. It's Faith and Family Night. And you go down. If you go to a fight, the hockey game will break out. I don't know. That's just me. Somebody's told me the other day, they said, I went to the hockey game and I thought I was at the boxing matches or the wrestling matches. All right, if you Synergy, that's our young adult program. So any of you that are fit in that young adult program like myself, what are you laughing about? You're as young as you feel, I mean, as you want to be. No, really, all you in that, your young adult age group there. Hey, go, y'all have a lot of fun. Get signed up. All right, Sunday morning right here. Okay. Next Wednesday night, we're going to flip the switch and we're going to turn all these lights on. I think it's last night or night before last, they had them on testing some of them, and man, they really look pretty. So it's going to be a good time. Let's believe for good weather. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hey, if you need prayer, come to the front right now. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I don't know about you, but I'm going to stay in the shadow of the Almighty. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday morning right here. Remember all the announcements. We need help.